Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up fast. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message from lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Walking. Walking along the shore. Stepping forward. Stepping forward. In the waves. The waves. That embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. All that we seek to remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we need, we indeed possess. We honor the fact there is no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Praise be to the light. You praise the light that being the change you want to see. When you pray, you raise your consciousness. Praise be to the light. You raise your consciousness to experience the light that you are. And when you realize, when you see with real eyes who you really are, then you can take the fearless journey, the journey of transformation, the journey of self, the journey of life. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Fearless Journey by Ambassador Safira started the show. The meditation that takes you within and encourages you to go forward and be the change you want to see. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. I don't care what your father told you, what your mother told you, what your friend told you. I don't even care what you're telling yourself. That's the most important part. You make a difference. Now, you decide how you're making the difference, but I'm going to stand with you because we are one. And say, you're making a powerful, positive difference. You get to do what you want with that. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Ask Life Coach at AMLifeConversationsRadio.com. Today we are talking about transformation. That's what we always talk about anyway. But the theme is a new year, a new life. We're transforming grief. Have you lost a loved one? You're dealing with a challenge or something's going on in your life. Maybe you lost a pet, you know? It's a gift, if you could really look at it, it's a gift. But we'll talk more about that in a few. We'll welcome all of you. Tom Zuber is here, our very own grief guide. Got to say that a little slow. Grief host. My brother, my friend, myself is in the house, and we'll just let life happen. We welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you all for being here. Those of you on the phone line and and those of you having the challenge right now, we're sending you the light. We know you're the light. It's time for announcement, I think. Yeah, that's where we're going to go. I'm just listening. I don't know what I'm doing next, but if I listen, I will know what to do next. But I can do this. Welcome all of you in the chat room and see you. Regular listeners, Kathleen is here, Psychic Christine is here, Tamara is here. Tamara might be the Life Conversations Radio agent. She go look for a host. She's doing pretty good right now. Teresa, Electra, Vanilla Smile, smiling all the way from UK. Now let's go to my wonderful, I'm laughing because Betty's having some internet challenges, but all is well because Betty is here. There's nothing strong enough to stop Betty doing what she wants to do. Ain't that right, my wonderful co-producer?
That is correct. Indeed. And I am having a few internet challenges. And it's not the internet, it's me learning how to work on a friend's computer that I'm borrowing while I'm in transition. Well, I'm transitioning from one location to the next, so it's all good.
You're moving into your queendom, huh?
I'm moving into my queendom, and I'm so blessed to have someone who's allowing me to use all of his equipment. Such a nice computer.
God's giving me a it's so nice you get confused. Like, oh, my God. I don't want to mess it up.
I know how to work with a good computer. I know how to work with a bad one.
It's okay. Just take a breath and take the fearless journey. You won't break it. If you were going to break it, he wouldn't let you have it. So, okay, all is well.
All is well. So, man, I'm blessed to be here today because I thought I wasn't going to be able to. But for those of you who don't know me, my name is Betty Pegues, and each day I will be bringing you the going-ons, coming in, and the going-outs of Live Conversations Radio. Now, for those who are visiting us today in the chat room and for our regulars, a brief reminder to leave a question for Life Coach Ade or our new host, Tom Zuba. Please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, post your questions there, and we'll get right back to you. Now, I am on that page live as the show is airing, so I will be able to see anything you post immediately. Now, if you do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach ID tab and send in your comment or question that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you are choosing to remain anonymous. But, of course, the best way always is to simply call in and make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we'll get right to you. Now, before we get on with the fantastic show, I want to tell you a little bit about what's coming up. Tomorrow we have a returning guest. His name is Zoe, the Beast Maker. And if you remember Zoe, he came on last year, almost around this time, and brought two live conversations, The Process. And he actually went step by step with one of our listeners, which was fantastic. Well, he is returning tomorrow for The Process Part 2. So it's a show you really, really want to be here for. Now, Wednesday, we have Michael Lennox. Now, Michael Lennox is also, he's a dream interpreter. We've had Kelly on. Now we have Michael. So, you know, jot those dreams down. Get ready for another fantastic dream interpreter to come on and work out those dreams with you. And then Thursday, last but not least, we have Frank Kinslow, and he is just going to take us through a wonderful process as well. And, of course, every day you want to make sure you do not leave without having a celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. Now, to find out more about our guest, our program, what's going on with the radio station, please visit liveconversationsmedia.com to like, follow the show, and to listen to any of our archive shows, visit liveconversationsradio.com. Ah, I got through that without sounding too bad. Take it away, Life Coach Eddie.
I was hoping you had a little bit more to say because I was doing some things back here.
I didn't rationalize my voice. I'm still not 100%. So I hope everyone understood what I was saying.
Don't worry about your voice because I'm hearing men listening to you. They say, oh, she sounds sexy. Who is this co-producer? I'm like, she is my co-producer.
I'm staying with four men, so, you know, I'm in heaven right now.
Ooh, oh, Lord, okay. Okay, thank you for the announcement, Betty McGee. Are you blaming it all on the computer, huh? Right, okay. Oh, it's nice to start a conversation like this on with a lot of laughter. It is about healing. Thank you, Betty McGee, my co-producer, who is doing her work behind the scenes. I also call her my abundant rat, because she makes things happen behind the scenes. Anyway, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And as Betty mentioned, if you have questions or comments, you can go to Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, like page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, or you can just call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Do you ever have one of those moments where you've done everything you think you're supposed to do, but you somehow still feel like you're not quite ready? Yeah, I'm having one of those moments. So I'm glad Tom is here because he is just, this is my brother. So I don't have to worry about nothing because I'm here, all is well. And he's here, all is well. So I am ready already. Let's see. We don't really need to read much about Tom, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. And for those of you who don't know, I think everybody knows, so, Tom is going to be hosting his own show on Life Conversations Radio. And that is starting, when is it starting again? March. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he remembers. Let me bring him in while I pull up his website. See, there's so much going on in my head. That's what it is. Let me bring Tom on, and I'll tell you a little bit about him while he's here. Good morning, my brother. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. So happy to be here.
Oh, I am happy you're here because you might have to host the show by yourself.
All we need to do is show up. You and I are here. It will unfold beautifully and perfectly.
See, that's my point exactly. See, it's always nice to have accountability partners, love people can just hold you in the light. They say, chill out, relax. But in a nice, soothing way. All we need to do is show up. I mean, I got it. So I'm showing up. I'll let God show up. Well, Tom Zuber, come. When is your show again? When do we start your show?
Let me just ask you something. That was so interesting. You said, I'll show up. Let God show up.
No, when I show up, I let God show out.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to ask you now, at what point in your life are you showing up and God's not right there?
Right. That's why when you show up, God shows out.
Okay.
Show up to let God out.
I love it.
Yep.
My show, it's sometime around Valentine's Day. I'm pretty sure it's in February.
Is it? Okay, well, Betty can tell us. I'm trying to pull up all this stuff, but I'm not even going to do it. But anyway, listeners, all you got to do is just keep listening to Live Conversations Radio. Tom, actually, we're going to be co-hosting a show called Transforming Grief. And Tom has a slogan. He wants to transform the way we do grief. I love that. Talk a little bit more about that, Tom.
Oh, it's a heck of a lot more than a slogan, Ade. It's my intention. It's my intention. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the universe, God, my higher self, all of that knocked me over the head in early November and literally said, this is what your life is going to be about now. The old way of doing grief no longer serves us. It is way, way, way too painful. And I have spent the last 20 years of my life trying to figure out what the new way of doing grief is. And you know what? I've seen parts of it, and with each day, more and more of the new way is making itself known. So yeah, that is my intention. I want to be a catalyst to literally changing the way we do grief worldwide. And it started. It started on my website. It started on my Facebook page. It started on your show. You know, the transformation has begun.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I understand and I understand. I stand with you from within. And that's the thing, you know, I've just had this year, two people that are close to me that have had the experience of, I'm going to use this word, but you probably correct me, lose a loved one. But they never lose a loved one. They've had loved ones who've made a transition. And one thing I found about, I've always known, well, just through being around people that are close to me, or people that I know, when they make their transition, I found that death has a way of breaking you open. And now, not just, I mean, for me, when I say break me open, it allows me or becomes a catalyst to really look at myself, look at what I'm doing, look at my life, and really look at life and see what is it all about? What is it really all about? Because on New Year's Day, we had a neighbor who made his transition. And as I was experiencing his family members coming and crying, I mean, I was moved by that. But I found that I was really going within and asking myself about my own life. I don't really have a question. I'm just going to throw it to you. But it seems like this society currently, we haven't created a space for people to grieve lovingly. I don't know what your thought is on that.
Many, many thoughts based on what you just said. The number of people that are aware of the power of our words is increasing day to day. That's a really, really good thing. And the old way of doing grief includes the phrase, I lost someone. You know, I lost my grandfather. I lost my grandmother. And the vibration of those words is very, very powerful and causes us great pain. And that is not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing. And the choice for us is, do we want to continue to create a painful experience for ourselves? And if we want to do that, that's fine. But if we want to create a peaceful, loving experience for ourselves, then we can change our language. So to your point, and most of us would say, well, you know, when push comes to shove, no, my grandma isn't lost. My mother isn't lost. My wife isn't lost. My child isn't lost. Most of us, we don't really think about it, but the words will come out of our mouth. Most of us believe that the people we love, when they die, they go to heaven. So just that little tinkering of the language changes the experience. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I love what you said. The death of someone we love, it almost feels like it breaks us open. I'm going to take that a step further. People, and this is the new way of doing grief. People that I love die so that I may be broken open. That is the gift of their death. That is part of the reason why they die, when they die, and the way they die, so that I will have an opportunity to be totally broken open. I was shattered in millions and millions of little pieces. And again, what we've decided is that that's a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. That's just what happens. It's supposed to happen. The next paragraph is, what the heck are we going to do about it? Am I going to totally close off and hide in my closet where I've created the illusion that it's safe? Or am I going to continue the expansion? You know, the reason I was born was to expand. And when someone I love dies, if that's not a stimulus for rapid expansion, I don't know what is. But that's a new way of looking at it. That's the new way of doing it.
Right. And especially since we create this cocoon sometimes when we want to hold it all together. We want to look like we have it all together. But death says, oh, stop it. You know you don't have it together. And then now you got to really look at yourself, see if you're happy with your life, where you are, how you just live it. And it's an interesting thing. Today we're talking about a new year, a new life, and how the death, the transition of a loved one, be it human or pet or whatever, any kind of grief that you're going through, and how to make some steps towards, I mean, I don't know if I would say pulling it all together, but actually it's almost like, I just got this image in my mind, like a flash. You know, when we talk about death breaking us open, I had this image like when you know, when oracles, when they're doing readings and they use curry shells, or I don't know about how they do tea leaves, but the image that came to mind is having gone to a spiritual healer and they have curry shells and they shake it together and just drop it on the ground or on the table or whatever. And they start reading what the pieces look like. And what just came to me is when we are going through and growing through a transition or the grief of a loved one when we are broken open, it feels to me that rather than quickly try and put the pieces together to look a certain kind of way, we can just kind of look at what's all the broken pieces and decide, I don't want that piece. That's the one where I've been hiding, not showing up completely. Or maybe that piece is the one that I've been walking around feeling guilty, that I'm not good enough. Yeah, but there's a part of me that has something to offer. Yeah, I want to pick up that piece. I want that. I want to keep on to it. You know, that's what comes up for me. And, we're going to do a different show today. I'm not going to really throw questions at you. I don't know if I will. But right now, what I know I'm present to is I'm just present to this conversation Tom and I are sharing. And if you want to join in the conversation, or you have a question, maybe you have a family member that's made a transition, you know somebody, or maybe you have a friend that's going and growing through the challenge and you want to know how to help them, what to say or not say, number 347 426-3346, 347-426-3346. And so, Tom, I'm talking about the broken pieces and how we, what we do with that. And, you know, I want to hear your thoughts, you know, when people are feeling broken and they don't know if they're coming or going. They just feel like they might as well be dead because they've lost somebody, or a loved one has made a transition, or the person is not there anymore. I mean, how do you see that?
It's a beautiful, beautiful image and picture that you've created for us. And it's very, very similar. It's almost identical to language that I have used for years. When we're broken, when we're shattered,
when we're shattered, we lose him. Where is he? When we're shattered, we don't hear your voice. yeah, we dropped him. He'll be back. He'll be back. Where are we? Yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. The great thing about what just happened is when we lost, what am I talking about when we lost? when Tom disappeared, around that time I was thinking, as I prepared for the show today, I feel like all the things I do to get ready for the show, I haven't been able to do it, even though I look around, I got my notebook, I got my pen, I got everything I need, but I feel sort of different. And I was just thinking when Tom was talking, you know, I'm just going to just go with this flow. I'm just going to let it happen. I'm not going to force it. I'm just going to just see what happens. And then Tom disappeared. So Tom is back when we're shattered. Welcome back, Tom.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if the universe was underscoring what I was saying or saying, stop. Don't tell the people that. Tell them something else. I don't know. Ask me another question.
Ask you another question. Oh, broken pieces. Well, guess what? And I was sharing with listeners, just before you disappeared, I was feeling that I just feel sort of out of place. All the things that I do to prepare for this show, I'm feeling like I hadn't done it. You know, I said something like to that effect at the beginning of the show a few minutes ago. But I was just feeling that again, like things are different. And I just decided in that moment while you were talking, I'm just not going to try and do it the way I do my show. I'm just going to let it happen. And you disappeared. But,
yeah.
You know, the joke is, well, if you call it, not a ha-ha joke, the wisdom is when people, when we experience the transition of a loved one, that's what happens. You know, for me, I know when my mom made her transition, it's kind of, I always feel like, now, what do I do? Even the things I was doing then, it's like, how do I pull this all together? You know, so as I was saying, I don't have any question right now. I'm just going to throw it over to you and let's just do this dance because that's
all
what
right,
it is, a new life.
I have a very, very clear observation here. I love what you just said. Yes, when someone that we love dies, there's this temporary, abrupt, often really, really shocking interruption of the flow. It's exactly what happened to you and I.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. then I believe in a relatively short period of time, a balance, a new balance is achieved. And once again, me, you know, the person that died, I am available to you. The people that we love that have died are actually more available to us after their, quote, death than they have been when they have been inhabiting their bodies. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity for us is to open ourselves to receiving the messages that they have for us and the guidance that they have for us. And again, it gets down to am I going to create a painful experience for myself where I believe that they're lost, I believe that they're gone, I believe that they're not available to me anymore? Or am I going to create a peaceful, loving, expansive experience for myself where, hey, I heard our favorite song on the radio. Do you think that was a coincidence? Or is it possible that that's the first step in building a bridge to each other?
Yes, yes, yes. I love what is happening right this very moment. And you were talking, as you disappeared while you were talking earlier, it's almost like that's what death is like. You know, you one minute you say, I'll see you tomorrow, and then next day you find out they made a transition. So you can either believe they're gone forever, you'll never be able to talk to them, or know that you still be able to communicate. Okay, on a physical level, we know that you will call it. Well, I didn't know, but I just believed you were going to call back, you know, for what you were going to call back. I don't know what happened, but I just know. And I think the more we do our work and understand that life didn't begin when we were born, and it certainly is not going to end when we die, that life is eternal. Life goes way back. There isn't even enough numbers to measure how old life is. Life is eternal. And we having a reality experience, reality radio going on here. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We've got some callers, got some questions for Tom. We're going to take a very quick break, and I'm feeling bold. How are you feeling today, Tom? Are you feeling courageous? Are you feeling adventurous? You want to do something with me?
Absolutely, I trust you. Absolutely.
Oh, okay, great. I hope you don't change after this. So we want to do something different, a little bit of fun and laughter. We have a listener in the chat room. And it's her birthday today. So we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Oh, God. Okay. So you ready, Tom?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you.
You.
Bum, bum, bum. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear.
Kathleen.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
We're going to take this show on the road.
What are we doing? We're talking about grief. This is a sad topic. Well, it is sad. It is hard. But I have to stop you.
We are not talking about grief. We are talking about life. We are talking about expansion. We are talking about life and expansion. Yes, we're using something that we call death and something that we've labeled grief as a way to get to life and expansion.
One thing I love about Tom, when we talk, when we do radio, well, for me, it's all a conversation, the radio interviews, you know, if there's something that happens or word you use, Tom, no, we're right there. Let's just deal with that right now so we don't have to come back to it later. He said, let me stop you right there. And it's true. We are talking about life. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to come back, take your calls, and we're also taking your questions on that. Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. let's see what else. And at 1 o'clock we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. We are going to take a very quick break, and we will be right back. And we are daring you to live your best
life conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
When I was young, I knew something. something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me. Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. And remember, you are more than you see with your physical eyes. You are so much more. Your life is eternal. You are. You are the I Am presence.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Raylene from Australia. She got a question for both of us, Tom and I. Okay. Hello, Raylene. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I guess I'm just listening to before and you speaking about guides, and I do realize my guides that I have, and when Tom was speaking and he was speaking about grief, and I've had four really close people in my life pass away.
Mm-hmm.
In the past year, and I try to be positive. It's been like one in particular was my mentor and almost like a father to me. He was a mm-hmm. professor, and about 6 months later, another man that I used to work with and share an office with, who used to work for the same professor, he passed away.
Hmm.
It's about 6 months later. And then my grandma passed away about 6 months later after that, on Easter Sunday. And then my neighbor, I taught her how to meditate, and I took her to see that movie with Matt Damon about the afterlife, and she got really angry with me before she passed away.
Mm.
And I know that all four of them are my guides. And I know that I'm being led, and I know that my grandma comforts me, and I've been doing a lot of, you know, you're talking about transition, and just intuitively, I guess, I've been led to do that Sata Nama meditation, which is all about transition, and I teach my children this too, and my life is just... It's just there's just so much that has changed, and I feel like I'm in a whirlpool, like, and every single aspect of my life is under change, and then I just feel that it's too overwhelming, and I want everything to stop. And, you know, the same professor that I work for, he employed me because I identified errors in data, like medical data, and he was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt compelled towards this job. And I almost felt like, I know you guys believe in all of this, so I'm not preaching to the unconverted, but I almost felt him tap me on my shoulder, like, and point, this is the job. This is the job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in that job, and I identified errors in the data, which, you know, you know, and I always wanted to make a difference in medical research.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this does, but it's just very painful. And I've been a whistleblower, and I realized that I was led there. And I realized that it's almost like, well, you said you wanted to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's ruined my career. And I have lots of signs. You know, when he passed away, at his wake, there was a kookaburra. And the kookaburra is an Australian bird that's like, it's like a laugh. And, you know, they say, like, the laugh, like the joker, like, tells the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And kookaburra that, you know, sounded, it's like, kookookookookookookookookookookook, like this, mm-hmm. at his funeral. And when I went to court and so on, the same kookaburra, every time when I went on the radio to speak about it, the kookaburra was outside my window and sounded. Mm-hmm. And, I just, I guess, I don't just question everything. I just, that's why I'm calling, because I'm just so at the crossroads. My house, I've lost my house and all this stuff through all of this. Like, tomorrow's the settlement of the sale of my home. And, you know, when you blow the whistle, you know, people say they want the truth, but, you know, when you face the truth, it means you have to do something about it.
Yes.
And not many people want to do anything about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just guess I just run because, you know, for some sort of insight and to tell me, I don't know if I'm on the right track or...
Bless your soul.
It feels like everything's purging from my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I try not to be worrisome, but I have two children that are 6 and 8 years old, and I don't even know where we're going to live. Like... And I try to keep my faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like... I feel like if you're a good person, then why should all this happen? And if everything mm-hmm. is in your highest integrity, and then, you know, God will take care of you. And
mm-hmm.
But it's like... I don't know, maybe I'm about to turn the corner, but I can't see the light, like...
Raylene, can I jump in?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. You talked about the truth, about
yes.
sharing the truth. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to share with you what today... is my truth as it pertains to what you just shared with us. And I really, really appreciate you being as vulnerable and honest and transparent. I mean, I can feel you from Australia. I'm outside of Chicago. It's interesting because you used the word whirlpool. You said that you felt like you were in a whirlpool. The word that was coming up for me was roller coaster. It seems like over the last, I don't know, maybe 24 months that you have been on this fast, fast pace, fast track roller coaster. Well, and I'm going to suggest that in the last 24 months, it's not happening to you. It is happening for you. There is a huge difference energetically in those two phrases. These four people died for you. And you don't have to believe that or not. I'm just telling you my truth. If it resonates with you, great. What you said was, I try to be positive. Mm-hmm. My suggestion to you is, don't try to be anything. Just be. That's an understatement, using the word just. Be authentic. Be authentic. Feel every single feeling, every single emotion that comes up in you and through you. Be angry, be sad, be depressed, be frightened. Don't censor any of them. You are none of them, but they need to run their course through your physical being. How do we know they need to do that? Because they are doing it. So don't deny them. Denying them, repressing them, pretending them away, that's the old way of doing grief. You're not here by accident. I'm talking about a new way of doing grief. Melt into every single thing that needs to be expressed through you every single second. You said that your life right now is overwhelming. Of course it's overwhelming. How could it not be overwhelming? You know, try to honor, bless, love the overwhelmingness of it all. You said it feels like you're under a lot of change, that your life is in huge transition right now. Duh! Of course it is. Yes. If I were you, I would sleep as much as you possibly could. I would go slow. I would be gentle. I would be easy. I would have no expectations. Life is asking you and giving you a phenomenal opportunity to totally, totally, totally surrender. You said that your career is ruined. It's not ruined. It's changed. Your career clearly is changing. Who is to say, what is to say that what is, as you said, right around the corner is not more glorious, more expansive than anything you could have ever dreamed? And I got to tell you this, I firmly believe that energetically, that my soul and your soul and Ade's soul, we were conspiring last night for this show. We were chit-chatting about our personality showing up and having this conversation. And but let me tell you this, because this is what's so exciting. This is the breakthrough. If you go to my
Facebook. I have to agree because I saw the input on my phone, on my iPhone, and it said new life, new beginning or something with Tom. And I know a Tom, and I was like, "What is the universe trying to tell me right now?"
Let me tell you. If you go to my Facebook page, what I wrote this morning, this very morning, were the two words that. Question everything. That's what this is all about for you, for all of us. Question absolutely everything. And you know what, Raylene? Get down on your hands and knees if you can, and thank the good Lord, thank the universe. This is an enormous gift that you're being given. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I try, but I do have to admit that I just, I'm not even going to justify it, but just to tell you that I guess I suffer a lot of doubt because it just, like I said, I feel like I'm in a whirlwind a lot. But I do thank God, and I.
Okay.
I want you to listen
to the words that are coming out of my mouth right now. When you're aware of the fact that you feel doubt, you just told me that you feel a lot of doubt. When you wake up and when you're aware that you're feeling doubt, you are in the present moment and you're not feeling doubt because there's no doubt in the present moment. So when you're aware that you have just been feeling doubt, you've woken up and you say, I am so grateful that I was feeling doubt because I'm not anymore. I'm not going to choose to feel doubt. I'm so grateful I was, though, because it was a catalyst to my wake up. And I can't wait to feel doubt again because that will be another catalyst to my waking up. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And to thank God you're awake for that much.
Yes, because then you get to make the choice. I'm not going to feel doubt. I'm going to feel love. Which is what I am. I'm going to feel myself.
Yes.
I'm going to be love. Oh, I'm so glad I felt doubt because I'm not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
That is just so awesome, you know.
Thank you.
There's this phrase that says you can't heal what you don't feel.
Yes.
And the healing is happening right now. And as Tom said, you know, to be this vulnerable, this is the healing taking place. And, you know, even with your children, you said you're trying to hold it together for your children. Well, do you want your children to grow up trying to hold it together for the world, or you want them to just be? You want them to just feel what's going on in there when something's going on in their life? That's an example. And this is a soul experience. On a human level, it can be painful, but right where you are right now, just feel your body. Feel what you're feeling right now. What are you feeling right now, this moment now? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling gratitude for picking up signs and the coincidence in the universe, like that I'm here speaking to you too, and that I question lots, but I think that I do follow my signs and gratitude that I am led to my answers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Questioning is good. Questioning is good because it helps you to go deeper. It helps you to go deeper. I watched a documentary yesterday called No Impact Man, and it was this guy in New York who really was doing this project for a year not to leave trash. So he was changing the way they eat and they're not buying new things. He was going green, you know, to put it that way. But there was a part where he was sitting with his wife. Now, it was his idea. His wife was a little bit reluctant at first. And she kind of went along because she loved him. But there was a time in his life as he was going through that process that he started to doubt what he was doing. And the wife was saying, so what, you feel some doubt? I said, yeah, I feel like it's silly. I think this is silly, going for a year without no electric or without refrigerator. It was doubting something he said he wanted to do. So when you're doubting, you're doubting. But when you come back to this moment called now, now is all there is. The pain, or because you said I'm a good person. Yes, you are. Yeah. That's not going to change. That's not changing just because of what's going through. You having a breakdown so you can break through and show up, to show up so God can show up, as we were saying at the beginning of the show. You talked about the bird.
So show up in New York, maybe.
Say that again?
I just have, no, you spoke about New York coincidentally, and all my coincidence and stuff is all about New York. I don't know, maybe a past life in New York, but I feel that I'm going to end up there. I don't know why, but it seems extremely impossible. But and that's all I heard when my grandma passed away. When she passed away, and all I heard was New York, New York, on her deathbed. And I just constantly get signs and scenes from her. Maybe we knew each other then as friends rather than my grandma. But I just feel, and it just seems impossible, but I feel that when all this is, all this roller coaster, I think that the roller coaster ride might end in New York City.
And when you get to New York City, you get another ticket for another roller coaster ride. It's all part of it. Tell me, you were going to say something.
Well, what I was going to say is, you're not going to end up anywhere. Right now you're gonna create. Where you are right now is a result of what you created last week, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. And if you want to be in New York, you've already started to create that by the words that came out of your mouth. Nothing is impossible. We are expansive creators. You want to end up in New York? Focus on that. I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
I will meet you at the airport.
Cool.
And let me end this with one really, really important truth. Yes, 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 it is apparent to all of us that you have experienced our experience, and in all likelihood, because you're not magically cured, this part of your life right now is about feeling pain. You are feeling pain. And what we as human beings have decided is that pain is a bad thing, that pain should be avoided at all cost. That is ridiculous. I am not my pain. When I observe my pain with love and with kindness and compassion, then my pain has value and meaning. And this I know for sure. I promise you this. There will be a day when you will feel joy, joy, joy. Not at the same depth, not at the same intensity of the pain that you're feeling right now, but times 500. And because of the fact that you will be able to say, but on January, what is it today, 9th? On January 9th, I was feeling this pain that I thought had no end. And now I'm feeling joy times 500. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for that pain, because the joy is that much richer. I promise you that. I promise, promise, promise. I know it. I know it because I lived it.
I look forward to it.
Yes, create it. Start creating it right now. Yes, yes,
right
yes.
Right now. You're given an opportunity to have a New York. Right now,
New York? Both.
New York.
Both.
Yeah, I'm playing with words. They're tied together. They're both. The place and where you are.
Can I share something with you, too? Because I was meditating, and I was doing the Om meditation, and I was doing it on my phone, which is an app. It's actually Wayne Dyer app. And when I was doing it, it just changed, and the song that I chose for my grandma's funeral which is The Prayer by Celine Dion, started playing. And I started sobbing. This was just about 2 days ago. And I started sobbing, and I was like, what are you trying to tell me? And then my daughter came into the room, and she saw me crying, and she said, Mummy, I just wanted to tell you on Play School on the TV, like, there's these eggs, and the egg hatched, and it was a kookaburra. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, and I took my headphones that I was meditating, and I said, well, I was meditating, and Oma's, I call my grandma Oma, Oma's song that I chose came on, listen to this. And she listened, and I said, what do you think Oma's trying to tell me? Maybe, I said, and Oma died on Easter Sunday. You know, Easter Sunday is about the egg and about a new life. Do you think that maybe Oma's trying to tell Mummy that there's a new life coming? Like, you know, because of the kookaburra, my children are, because of all the coincidence around the kookaburra, my children are really in tune hearing the kookaburra. And it's like, it's not really a general thing that an egg on TV is going to hatch as a kookaburra. It's usually a chick.
Right.
You know, a little chicken. It's not really, you know, even if we're in Australia, it's not usually a kookaburra, so it's an unusual occurrence. And I was just like, out of all the birds, there's a kookaburra hatching. Like,
So you said kookaburra.
And then I realized New York.
So the releasing of your house is a releasing, is a transformation in your consciousness, your own house, where you live, how you see life. So when you really think about it, you talk about the kookaburra, you said it's the one they say tells the truth. You're a truth bearer. You're a truth teller. And in order to tell the truth, you got to let go of the lies. You got to let go. So when you say yes to truth, when you say yes to your soul, everything that is unlike truth, everything that doesn't serve you anymore would have to dissolve away. So I'll say to you, enjoy the ride, welcome home. And as Tom said, where you are is where you are as you're being birthed into a new life. You recognize this New York is a gift, and you'll find yourself in New York, and you say, New York, New York, and sing the song. So welcome home, my dear friend. Thank you for the gift that you've given us. Those of us who can't even get in touch with the pain that we feel sometimes, those of us who are struggling, those who just by you showing up allows other people to go through their own healing and think about where they are in their life. So not only are you're healing the world because you're affecting, influencing other people to tap into themselves. It's just, that's just the way it is. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing the truth, telling the truth, and being the truth.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, darling. Keep listening. Keep listening. Thank you, Raylene. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, what a gift. What a show. We have some more information to give you just to support you as you make your own transition on Tom's website. We also have it on the lifeconversationsmedia.com. On Tom's website, it is. Tom, tell them where it is on your website again.
If you go to my website, tomzuba.com, you'll see my headshot, and to the very right of the headshot is the phrase, a new year, a new life. And if you click on that, you will find 10 very doable, concrete steps you can take to continue the expansion in 2012. Can I share something with you?
Sure.
I would be really, really interested in, I don't know how we could do this, but Raylene did not show up by accident. To everyone that is listening right now, and to everyone that will listen to the archived version of this show, I'm curious, and I mean, I'm curious because I'm a voyeur, but you should be even more curious. What did it feel like for you to listen to Raylene? You know, what came up for you when she was talking, when she was crying? What are your thoughts about her situation? What advice would you give her? And what I'd be really curious to find out is, if you felt no emotion whatsoever when she was sharing with us her experience over the last 24 months, what is that about? She gave us an opportunity to feel, feel our feelings. Mm. I mean, I, for one, said yes to that. I mean, I was feeling it. I was really, really feeling it. And in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And in my heart, I'm going, you're not going to say anything. Keep feeling, keep feeling, keep feeling. And when she's done, you know, see what comes up. So, you know, the experience doesn't end when she hangs up. It begins for all of us. How did we respond to her?
Yes, that is so true. And I so love you, Tom, because I just love where you come from, the space and the place where you come from, because, you know, you said something that was my experience. When Raylene was talking and I'm hearing, I was so there with her. And my mind, my head went into, oh, God, I got to give her something to help her. And I said, no, 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 take notes. I'm like, stop it. I had to talk myself back and just be with her. And just, I find myself saying, I got to make sure, no, just let what happens. And one of the things I was getting is, like, let Tom go first, and then whatever needs to happen, what happens. And you just said, can I jump in right now? And if we can just trust that silent voice, that intuition, that inner knowledge, intuition, that thing about you that is always there, constant.
And
you know?
Also, and also, not take it all too seriously.
Yes, because when you do, you start thinking and you overthink and you think and think and think. But you can just go, I am here. What now? What next? I am here. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you have any questions or comments, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We are also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach ADE on Facebook. Or you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com and click the Ask Life Coach Ade if you don't do Facebook. Now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we'll come back to, we've got a caller, Mariana, calling for Greece. And what a blessing, what a gift. Yes, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What's really going on? Ah, there we are. I'm not hearing music. I'm Celeste. Celeste Morgan is right here. How are you doing, Celeste?
I am very well and moved. Hello, Tom. Hello, Ade. And I want to thank the caller, Raylene. That was powerful. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you a celestial moment. I trust you had a wonderful weekend. I come bearing a number of gifts to provide you with tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday. Today's date is 192012. It equals 2022. Add 2022 and you have 6. Now 6 shows up as the Lovers in tarot. We have a 6 chakra, that's our third eye. The number 6 is ruled by Venus, so that's a hint to follow your bliss and do what you love in a new year, particularly today with the full moon and Cancer energy that's flowing. Now let's put a spotlight on how 6 shows up in the medicine cards. 6 slides in as the snake.
snake is the power of creation because it embodies sexuality, psychic energy, alchemy, reproduction, ascension, or immortality, intellect, charisma, and leadership. It offers the gift of transmutation. The snake itself teaches of the birth, death, rebirth cycle through the shedding of its skin, remembering to let go of what no longer serves, teaching us how to digest all of what is showing up, finding the blessing in the challenges. The venom and the cure are often in the same room. Yes, snake teaches to count it all joy. Yep, that means snake bites too. Now, snake medicine and lover's energy both make up the number six. Put them together, and you can feel the pull of a sacred call. It whispers, shed, let go. There's new skin to reveal, nothing to heal. The snake comes when it's time to marry your heart with your mind. It's time for soul talk. The truest essence of who you are comes alive when you open your snake eyes to realize all is well. And that, my friends, is a celestial moment. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Whew, life is good. It's getting better. I just love how she ties it together and remind us that all is well. You know, we're talking about the number six, creation, transformation, creating, and today's topic is a new life. A new year, a new life. You know, it is really about that. It's the birth is a beginning. Death is the ending, but they're all connected. It's a beginning and the end, all wrapped up into one. Ah, whew, I am so grateful, so grateful. Tom, you ready for another caller?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's go to Mariana calling from Greece. We have someone from Australia. Now we have Greece. Mariana, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Are. Hello, Are. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Wonderful.
I guess I'm a different scenario because I lost my dad 3 weeks ago. And I've never lost anyone the way I lost my dad. I always thought that he'll never die. And I always thought that I'll pass out the day he dies. But it's 3 weeks later, and I am completely at peace with it. I feel like he's in a wonderful place. I don't feel that I have lost him. What I'm wondering is, am I in denial here?
Well, I let me ask you this. You told me twice that you lost your dad. You told me that twice. You used the word twice. And then you said, I haven't lost him. There's a disconnect there. The language that you're using, the words that are coming out of your mouth, are not accurately describing your experience. What happened to your dad? Where is he?
He passed away. He died.
Okay. Okay, where is he?
In heaven.
You asked me if I think you're in denial. Number one, it doesn't matter what I think.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what I think. No, I don't think you're in denial. I believe what you said. You are feeling really, really peaceful about the fact that your father died. You believe he's in heaven. That surprises you because you thought you would, you know, combust if he
exactly.
died before you did. So you're surprised at your response, but no, I think many people have an experience similar to yours, although we rarely talk about it. Have you felt your father's presence over the last 3 weeks?
Yes.
And
yes, I have.
Okay. And physically, you may miss him.
Actually, I don't even miss him. I feel like he's around.
Perfect. So really, what has changed for you? He's he's more available to you now than he was when he was in his body. He's available to you 24/7. What's wrong with this picture?
I was wondering if I'm normal or if I'm in shock.
Who cares? What is normal? What is normal? What's normal?
I never believed I would behave the way I'm behaving. When people would say, your dad will die one day, I said, no, my dad is not dying. I don't want to talk about it. Get away from me. And now it's like a totally different Mariana.
A peaceful, content, loving, excited, compassionate Mariana?
Yes.
Go with that. Sit with that and allow it to expand. Surely your father's hand is in all of this. You know, again, down on your knees, absolutely grateful. You know, tell the universe, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more. Create more of what you're feeling right now. That's the gift of your father's death. It is all good. It's all good.
Wow, I didn't know this could happen.
Your story is informing everyone else. It's the new way of doing grief. Your father is not lost, even though you told us twice that he was. He's not lost. You know exactly where he is. He's communicating with you. Your life is better, richer, fuller as a result of his crossing over. It is all good.
Yeah, I talk to him all the time, and it's the most weirdest thing is it's like if I ask him for something, within 24 hours, somehow something happens and it's done.
Expect more of that.
Really?
Yes. Ask him to send the answer in 12 hours.
I know that's right. Down the time thing.
12 hours. And then go 6 hours. Yes. All things are possible in the presence of the divine. All things. We're the ones that will limit it. Don't limit it.
Got it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. I love when, Mariana, when you said, you know, you never believe that you feel this way. Yeah, because beliefs are just that. They're made up, and they change based on different experiences. So, you know, you're right where you need to be. And thank you for your gift of authenticity, your gift of sharing.
And this is what I will ask you. Make room on the sofa that you're sitting on, because there are people that are listening to us right now. They want to sit right next to you. They want their energy to raise to the level that you are vibrating at, because they want the same experience. And you're sharing the story flips the light switch on and tells the rest of us that this is a possibility. We want what you have, and we want more, and we can create it.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
You're the blessing today. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest, my co-host is Tom Zuber. He's a grief guide, a speaker, so much more, a group facilitator, supporting people to move through grief while being where they are. You know, stay right where you are. That's where it is. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Stay now. This is where it's happening. To find out more about Tom, you can go to his website. It's tomzuba.com. Tom, TOMZUBA.com. Or for those of you in England or other parts of the world, Canada or Australia, like Raylene, TOMZ, I'm getting all interested now, ZUBA. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. We take your calls, your comments, And, yeah, just getting ready to release the show and anything else. I don't know. Tom, anything you want to share before we release the show?
We had two really interesting, really different callers. They complemented each other.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't random. They weren't accidental. Mm-hmm. The whole show was on purpose.
Yes,
indeed. What does it feel like to you? You know, just sit with it, embrace it. How are you expanding as a result of the last 90 minutes? You should be different. I'm different. Allow the expansion. Expect the expansion. People die so that we can become exactly who we were born to be. That's what it's all about. Let's get down on our hands and knees and be grateful for life.
Mm-hmm. Let's do something here. We're getting ready to release the show, but I think we got another caller here. It's area code 206. That might be Teresa. Let's try again. Let's try this. There we go. Area code 206.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ade.
Yeah,
I apologize, and hi, Betty. Hi, everybody. I know you're getting ready to release the show, but I always get these bright moments at the last second, so I apologize for calling in at the end. But, Tom, I wanted you to address, and I was kind of picking this up a little bit maybe with Mariana, is that I think when we are feeling okay with the passing of our loved one, that guilt comes in to think that if we're feeling okay, then we're not honoring our loved one that's so-called gone. And so then we beat ourselves up and we feel like we have to feel sad again. You know, that endless kind of, and I'm sure you've been there with all you've been through, where you feel like if I don't feel sad, then I must not have really loved the one that's passed. Do you know what I mean?
I do. This is my two cents. There is what I call a grief train that runs through America, probably the whole world, I'm not sure, but I know it runs through America. And when someone we love dies, we unconsciously step onto the train. And everyone that we love innocently ushers us onto that ridiculous train. And that train takes us one place, to more and more and more pain. So my suggestion is, let's, if we're on the train, step off of the train. If someone that you love is going to die within the next week or so, resist the urge to step on that train. And this is where I'm going. I love myself enough that I want to feel one feeling. I want to feel several feelings, but basically I want to marinate in love. And that is peaceful. That is kind. That is gentle. If after someone that I love dies, I feel peaceful, I feel loving, I feel grateful, I'm not going to question that. I love myself too much to get the mantle of guilt or, you know, sadness or anger and put those mantles on me. No more, no way. Why? Because I love myself that much.
That's beautiful. I was speaking for myself, but more so for other people that kind of get caught in what, is it Raylene was saying, that whirlpool, that spin cycle where you kind of feel like you can't even get your head up out to think, let alone carry on your normal life. So
that's the old way. That's the old way. We're transforming that, and we're going to do it a new way. It's already started. And somewhere on a sofa in Greece, it's continuing right now.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for being the light, Tom.
Thank you,
Ade, for being the platform.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts. my brother. I look forward to having you back on the radio February 15th.
Perfect.
When we officially start your show, Transforming Grief. Yes, my brother, I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yes, and there's no coincidence. That's the day after Valentine's Day. I love that.
Yes.
I love it that that's when we're going to be together again.
Hey, exactly, exactly. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Everybody, let's just take a breath together. Let's just breathe in. Breathe in the breath of life, the breath of God, the breath of all that is. And as you breathe in the breath of life, and if this is new to you, say, well, I'm breathing in, so am I supposed to feel something? Well, you're supposed to feel whatever you feel, or not feel whatever you feel. But I would encourage you, or like Tom says, you don't have to believe what I think. But this is what I think. I'm like, shit, I want you to remember who you really are. Let me bring on my dear sister friend, Carly Jackson, to remind us who we really are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, you are free. You are the delight of God. God is well pleased. You are one with the one. And when you remember, when you recognize that you're one with the one and you show up, everyone gets to experience who you're being. You know, it's no. When we look at the words we use, their meanings, you got to go beyond the meanings of the dictionary. And there is so much going on in the world today. And wherever you are is wherever you are. If your life is messy, if you say, my life is a mess, embrace it. Embrace the mess. If you run from the mess, if you shove away the mess, if you resist the mess, you won't get the message. But when you embrace the mess, when you say, this is what's happening, I'm going to, this shouldn't be happening to me, why me? No, why not you? So when you embrace the mess, you get the message. When you get the message, you become the messenger. And as the messenger, you get to deliver the truth. So other people can embrace the mess that they're going through. Then you realize, okay, even though it seems messy, even though my life stinks right now, my life is in a funk, there's a message here. Farmers use manure. They put it on their crop so it can grow. But manure don't really smell like perfume now. Sometimes you can just allow yourself to go to that stinky place. And then when you sit with it, when you be with it, you can transform. It is a new year. You get the choice to create, to allow a new life. I call it a new year, but New Year's Eve, we're all celebrating what I call a global birthday party that we had. We celebrate it. It's a new year. Some people say, well, it's not really officially, you know, if you go back, it doesn't matter. Energetically, we're celebrating a new year. We know it. If you hear about it, you're part of it. So allow yourself to be new. When you find yourself worrying about things you can't control, bring yourself back to this time. Because when you're worried, when you're scared, when you're afraid, it's because you're projecting into the future that doesn't even exist right now. You're worried, you're overwhelmed, but or you're in the past and saying, well, maybe I should be living in regret. But when you come to now, in this very moment, you recognize everything that you need is available to you. You say, well, but I don't have this, because you don't need it right now. If you don't have it, you don't need it. Everything you need is right here, right now. And then when you need the other thing, it will show up. But if it doesn't show up, clearly you don't need it, or else it will show up. You're one with the one. You're one with the one. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Check out Life Conversations. RadioMedia.com. No, try that again. Check out LifeConversationsMedia.com for all upcoming guests. Tomorrow we have Zoe Klimowitz joining us talking about the process part 2. just how to transform the challenges, you know, how to see, how to be with the mess and get the message. Wednesday we have Dr. Michael Lennox, another dream interpreter, helping you to pay attention to your dream, and Frank Kingslow joining us on Thursday. We're talking about quantum entrainment. So there's a lot going on. Next week we have Summer. I've been practicing her name. But anyway, I'm not going to do it. Summer. Summer is Venus's daughter, the lady we had about 2 months ago that was doing the mojo thing. So she's going to talk about flow dreaming. We have Greg Braden joining us. We have Deborah Johnson coming. We have Jeannie Gentry coming. Just so much going on here. We're on Facebook, Life Conversations Radio on Facebook and all the other, you know, just put Life Conversations Radio and we're there. I am so grateful. I am so, so grateful for you. Do share the show with your friends. Listen again. Send the text, tweet it, post it, whatever you want to do. Just share with loved ones because we need one another. I appreciate you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. We are getting ready to release the show. Thank you for all our callers. And Raylene and Mariana, who came to give us the gift of life. Let's see, what are we going to play? I want to give you part two of Fearless Journey that I played at the beginning of the show. And then I'm going to play something else, but I don't know what that is. But whatever it is, oh, I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play part two of Fearless Journey. And then I'm going to play Resurrect Me by Valerie Joy. I am so, so grateful for who you're being in the world. Life is good. It's getting better. Be love. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Allow yourself to receive the love. Allow life to love you. Allow your friends to love you. Allow yourself to receive. And join us again. Listen to the archives. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Why? This Brown Chatham.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, we do. We help you to be the change you want to see, and only you know what that is.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see and allow yourself to walk on the fearless journey. That's what life is about. You can't run from it. You're already here. You already ran here and said, oh, I want to go on this journey of life. And your job, your duty, your responsibility is learn to embrace the realm of humanity and the realm of spirituality. And when you embrace both, you remember, all is well. God is all there is, and there's no spot where God is not. This is Fearless Journey Part 2.
And as the sun shines and permeates our minds, our hearts, and our souls, we allow ourselves to feel the waves under our feet, the waves of remembrance. We allow ourselves to flow as the waters flow. We allow ourselves to accept as the waters accept. With the ebb and flow of the waves, we take passage, stopping only to reflect on what has been learned up to this moment. And as we grasp the understanding the lessons have brought us, we take the strength that comes from learning, and we apply this to everything, every situation we meet. Loving and trusting as we move forward. Perseverance in action. Each step deliberate. For we know that our love for all that is will keep us walking through this life's journey. We know that if we stop, it's only to reflect. We never, ever have to go backwards. We never have to regret. For truly, there are no regrets. There only is. And we move forward without fear. We move forward to the source of life from which we came. Knowing that everything is evolving and revolving, moving, flowing, spinning, spiraling. We find peace, knowing that what we want, what we desire, is only one step ahead of us. And if we keep moving, we will meet with our desire, and we will welcome our desire, and we will embrace our desire and know that we truly deserve our desire, giving thanks in each step for all the blessings. Breath, movement, sound, taste, smell, give thanks for perception, health, and the wealth of health. We honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution resides within the soul, and the song of the soul, if it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears. These lessons in life. They are divine.
Here's Jenny. To find out more about Ambassador Farah, she's the channel for that beautiful meditation. You can go to her website. It is destinyreading.weebly.com. Destinyreading, no S, reading. Whoops, things are flying up here. Destinyreading.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y. Destinyreading.weebly.com. And the next soul food that we're going to serve you is Valerie Joy. Resurrect Me. Find out more about her. Go to her website, ValerieJoy.com, ValerieJoy.com. I am out of here. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you're here, and don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. I tell you, I'm warning you. I'm just saying, I'm out of here. Life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.